President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Hey, 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 thank you for that, and welcome to another, I feel like Fat Albert, hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. What is this, you say? Well, I've been doing this show almost 20 years. I'm Rick Tittle, how you doing? Downtown San Francisco, Sports Byline USA, but around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. First of all, bowing down to the troops. They keep us safe and allow us to do this frivolity and mirth, to get on the radio and talk video games. Yeah, that's what the Video Game Review is. We get 1 hour to talk about video games, not just sports, but all video games. And we'll do it at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. I mentioned the military, 500 outlets, 177 countries, whichever branch you are with, or in England, branch. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. We hope we see you at home very, very soon. Other ways of listening to the show throughout just regular terrestrial radio, you can always go to extraterrestrial radio and phone home. You can listen on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. How about your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2? That's the cable radio network channel 2 in your cable provider. That's in 35 million homes. Also, on Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Got to meet Dan in 2001, I think it was, at the NAB when it was out here in San Francisco, National Association of Broadcast. Tall drink of water. I'm 6'2", and he was a lot taller than me. Anyway, 211, nice to have you with us listening on Sirius XM. And whichever way you're getting us, it's good to have you with us. And we have 1 hour to talk video. We have less than 1 hour now, but I'm going to give away a brand new game, as I always do, at 40 after in about a half hour. Also, I'll tell you the new releases as well, what's good for you. But I'd like to hear from you. So come on in at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Just dial it up. Neophyte, newbies, and the hardcore gamers as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly. 1-800-878-75. 29. If you want to hit me on the X or Twitter, it's at Rick Tittle. So we got about 51 minutes to talk video games. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. 1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. What the hell kind of show is this? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. As I mentioned, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's the number to get in, 1-800-878-7529. And taking your calls on the topic of video games. You know, it's interesting how with the writers' strike and with also the SAG-AFTRA actors and what's done and what's not done, especially when it comes to the video game world, it's still a little bit murky. But the whole thing with the video game actors, voiceovers, of course, and then image captures, was that they're afraid that AI was going to be taking over. And one app that has artificial intelligence in lots of different ways is called ChatGPT, which you probably already know. But I bring it up today because apparently ChatGPT was used to write the apology for the bug-filled Lord of the Rings Gollum game. And interviews with the German gaming outlet Take-Two, several former Daedalic staff members have spoken for the first time about what went wrong for what a lot of people have panned with this game. And after it was Gollum was released, Daedalic apologized for what it called an underwhelming experience. And the company said, "We deeply regret that the game did not meet expectations and pledge to improve it via future updates." It's now claimed that the apology was written with AI, ChatGPT. And it's also claimed that Daedalic had no knowledge of the apology or its content prior to publishing that it was handled entirely by publisher Nacon. And at the time of publishing, Gollum is the lowest rated game of the year on both Metacritic and OpenCritic. The Guardian in England labeled it a derivative, uninteresting, and fundamentally broken stealth action adventure that fails to capture anything interesting about Tolkien's fiction. Now, Gollum's development budget was supposed to be around 15 million euros, which is actually a pretty modest sum for a game in the AAA space nowadays. And the senior developer slash technical director of Daedalic, Paul Schulze, wie sagt man auf Deutsch, he said, there were people working on the game that have been developers for 10, 15, 20 years, and they're good, but they can't do magic because they weren't given the funds. Now, how much money do you need to feed your family, Latrell Sprewell? This is interesting. 15 million euros. It wasn't enough. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that's plenty of money to make a game because I don't know. I'll say it seems like it. It certainly seems like 15 million euros would be enough to make a good game. But I just say that because I've gone to the GDC so many times where I've, you know, seen a guy in his dorm make a pretty good game and put it into the indie fest. But then again, if, like I said, the AAA space, maybe that's not enough. But it was also claimed that they ran out of time before the release, meaning a lot of characters and cutscenes that were meant to be animated were simply not in the game. Now, that to me seems more like it could be, because I've seen time and time again games released before they were ready. And you may ask, and you'd have every right to ask the question, why would anybody release a game before it was ready? I mean, that would be like taking out a steak half cooked and serving it. Somebody is going to eat it and barf and get sick, or somebody is just going to send it back. Either way, it's a unpleasant and unsatisfactory and unacceptable result. And the reason for it is almost every time is that the publisher of the game tells the developer, you told us it would be ready on this day. We have pushed it. We have told our investors that the game would be ready on this day. It better be ready. You better give me something. You better have that game on my desk, so to speak, right? I do not want to hear another word. The finished game will be ready on that date. And then they say, the developer tells the publisher, sir, yes, sir, may I have another Oliver Twist? Because I'm sure the developer, Daedalic, tells Nacon, it's not ready. And what we give you is going to be trash. Or, not behind the scenes, the other scenario, obviously, is they say, is the game ready? And they say, yeah. So it's ready for launch date? Absolutely. Good game? Yeah, it's the next ET 2600 game to be buried in the New Mexico desert. But yes, it is ready. What'd you say? Nothing. It's fine. So there was one scene that was supposed to see Gollum eavesdrop on a conversation between two major characters. The voice for the whole scene got recorded, but they never animated it. So Daedalic had Gollum look at a window and then had the audio playing. So you don't know who actually is speaking. You can guess. And Schulze said, quote, you just can't throw more money at something like that. Hang on for another year and then everything will be fine. That's unrealistic because the game underneath it doesn't support it. Unquote. And it's also claimed, as I saw in the Video Games Chronicle, that the argument system in which Gollum and Smeagol argue over which option to take in the game was never finished. Ouch. And so a makeshift solution was added shortly before publication, because initially the mechanic was supposed to replicate similar conversations from Tolkien and in the movie, which saw the camera change perspective to denote which part of Gollum's personality was speaking, Gollum or Smeagol. When the mechanic was first shown in the preview phase, a similar presentation was used, but when it was released, players simply picked from a few options of text while Gollum's lifeless character model was floating right in the background. So corners were cut. And the fact of the matter is, I've given you several scenarios, and maybe one I can't think of, the game was rushed and it is undercooked. It is premature and it stinks. And apparently AI wrote an apology and it did it without authorization. Is AI having a conscience? Sorry, the game sucked. Wait, we didn't say that. Yeah, but AI figured it out and did it anyway. Kind of scary. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. If you'd like to chime in, 1-800-878-PLAY right here. This is the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and we will be giving away a brand new game in the next segment at 40 after. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world, I am here for you at 1-800-878-PLAY. You know, there are a lot of video games that some people say that they're too long. You know, we've been hearing that about Starfield, and you know, I could go down a litany of lists. And some people think the Bethesda games, besides that one, are too long, the Fallout games or Skyrim, whatever. I don't think a game is too long. If it's good, it's like a good movie. You know, there are movies that were over 3 hours and I didn't want them to end. Most movies that are over 3 hours, I can't stand, but if it's good, then that's okay. And it's interesting because Ubisoft's latest Assassin's Creed Mirage is trying to cut things down because it's the 15th anniversary of the game. It takes place in 9th century Baghdad. And, of course, that's where Assassin's Creed began, in the Middle East. And the main storyline takes 20 hours to complete. And if you do all the optional missions and find all the hidden treasures and other stuff, you can get to about 30 hours. And you might say, well, that doesn't sound very short. Well, the last three games, Assassin's Creed Origins, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and Assassin's Creed Valhalla, they had entire countries to explore, and each one you could go up to 140 hours. You might remember the Assassin's Creed that was in Egypt, and you could have a mode where you just watched an evisceration of a mummy. And seeing organs pulled out the nostrils, put in canopic jars as a learning experience. You're like a student and you can just watch that. That was put in. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But some people are like, I can't complete it. It's just too long. Well, then complete what you can. You know, I just, I don't know. I understand that if there's some amazing payoff at the end and you don't get it, maybe that's frustrating. But they said 20 to 30 hours. That sounds pretty traditional. And, you know, Mirage, the new one, I guess you could say it whisks you through the early origins of its main character, Basim, who begins as a street thief in the outskirts of Baghdad. And there are a lot of time skips and training montages. You get recruited into a secret society known as the Hidden Ones. And you're mentored under a veteran assassin called Roshan. You might recognize the voice from Shohreh Aghashloo, who was in the sci-fi TV show called The Expanse. But you're soon let loose over Baghdad proper. And you have a lot of investigations to uncover the Order's plot lines and then you're assigned to assassinate some of the high-ranking leaders in pretty gruesome fashion, as you might like. But the reviews for the recent Creed games have remained generally positive, but some critics noted that it's just a sense of bloat and fatigue. I was reading one from Canada, the CBC, about that. Another one, Mike Minotti, the managing editor of GamesBeat. Minotti said, quote, It did get a little out of control for me. Like, I liked Origins, Odyssey, and Valhalla. I don't know if I ever made it to 50% completion in any of those. So I was kind of yearning for going back to something a little more city-based instead of country-based once again. So Mirage is kind of doing that for me. I think a happy medium would be better. You should have a main quest that you could finish in 20 to 30 hours, and then you can have side quests that take you 140 hours. Does that sound okay? Hello, Bueller? The smaller scope might prevent Mirage from fading into the background too, because I mean, a handful of these flagship releases, I mentioned Starfield and Baldur's Gate 3 has been huge, and Tears of the Kingdom on the Switch, you know, those all take more than 100 hours before you ever see anything. But the video game length has been kind of a heated topic lately. And with brand new games sometimes costing as much as $80, you know, there's a lot of people say that's too high. But I believe a game should provide as many hours of entertainment as possible. And, you know, some people try to look at hours per dollar analysis. If you have an online game, like I think about first-person shooters that I play online, like the amount of hours I put into Battlefield Bad Company 2, Battlefield 4, Battlefield 1, the World War I game, which I loved, and then the Call of Duty titles over the years, and Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3 is about to come out. Hundreds and hundreds of hours. Now, that's endless gameplay because I'm playing a multiplayer. But, you know, there are some people who say, you know, I might only be able to play one game a year. And you know what? I actually look forward to that. There are people who tease me sometimes and they're like, this is all you're playing right now. I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, I kind of like liken it to, but it's not the same. It's like, are you in a relationship with a game? In other words, are you loyal to that game and that's the only game you want to play? Or are you playing lots of games? You know, there are certain times when a game's not that great. And then I'll start a season on Madden or FIFA or NHL or something like that. And you can kind of jump around a little bit. But when you think about there are so many, quote, must-play games coming out in a year, you know, and the creators making games with that focus, you know, and they maybe want to keep it more akin to a feature film or a single season of television. And the lighter time commitment gives players the viable option of rolling the credits, right? So we'll see what happens with Mirage, because it's going to benefit from the lower scope, they think. And tapping into the nostalgia will bring the hardcore gamers back in droves. But if you think about, you know, older games in the series, roaming crowded markets, residential streets, climbing on rooftops, stalking assassination targets. But it also retains some of the old frustrations. Once in a while, you'll try to leap into a hiding spot only for Basim to jump on top of a building instead, and all the guards will see you. Another thing I saw in this game was that there are cats and you can pet them if they'll stand still. And it's just a fun little thing. Sort of like games, you can kick that chicken and it'll go bakop and leaves will fly up if you can find it. But some of the enemy strongholds are guarded by more than a dozen enemies with all the complex overlapping patrol routes, and it'll take time to scout it out and avoid them. And, you know, the story, though, tries to keep things brisk, doesn't spend too much time with side plots and, you know, the training of Basim's dexterity, but You know, I just think that this game, in a way, and I haven't, you know, no one's told me this, but I kind of think in a way that this game was designed like a regular game, and then a lot of it got cut and left on the cutting room floor. I feel bad for the developers. What about my whole storyline where he sails to Sri Lanka, to Ceylon at the time? Yeah, that added 65 hours to the gameplay. Yeah, that's still under 100. Yeah, we want to get it about 20. You want to get it about 20. Yeah. But on the other hand, maybe these games can come out. Could they come out every 6 months if they do it like that? More bite size, you know? And I, you know, a lot of times movies, big releases, they'll try to see, well, what else is releasing that weekend so we don't, you know, step on it. You know, if you had a, you know, a movie designed for high school girls, you wouldn't want to release it the same weekend that Barbie was releasing, right? Or if you want to, like, whatever your demo that you're looking for, you don't want to do it on the same weekend. You want to make sure everything is more on the up and up. So anyway, Assassin's Creed Mirage, 20 to 30 hours, more palatable. More people might be able to get involved with this game because they think that this is a game that they can actually play and see what happens in it. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game. The way you win it is by emailing me the answer to a very simple fundamental question. The game is called Station to Station. It's developed by Galaxy Grove, and it's published by Prismatica. Once again, developed by Galaxy Grove, published by Prismatica. Sorry, it's for the PC. And here's the summary. Station to Station is a voxel-based railroad building simulator designed for players seeking to test their management and planning skills. Different levels offer optional challenges, stack bonuses, and unique mechanics tied to every biome. So this one is 7 hours. This is a train game. Station to Station, I should say that, if you like trains, for the PC. IGN gave it an 8, which is a very nice review. So the question I have is, Station to Station about trains, or is it about turning your TV from station to station? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, is Station to Station about changing channels or trains? rick@sportsbyline.com. Let me know, and you will win Station to Station for the PC from Galaxy Grove and Prismatica. Yeah, that's right. We'll get to the new releases here momentarily, but a couple more things I want to get to. There's a 7-game Star Wars Heritage Pack that's been announced for a physical release for the Nintendo Switch. This just came out today. So Aspyr and also Lucas Game Films, this Heritage Pack, which is already in the eShop for the Switch, but it'll now be in brick and mortar stores on December 8th with a nice price tag of $59.99. And that's because it includes Star Wars The Force Unleashed, Star Wars Republic Commando, Star Wars Episode I Racer, Star Wars Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, and Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, and CSI Tatooine. No, I made up that last one. The first 5 games on that list will all be on the Switch game card, and Knights of the Old Republic Duology will require a digital download. But yeah, when you get 7 games for the price of 1, that's very cool. And Aspyr is known for porting classic Star Wars games to modern systems. They first brought the Raven software, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast. That was back in 2002, brought it to the Switch about 4 years ago. Then the Switch port of Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy was during the pandemic. They also brought LucasArts' own Episode Racer to the Nintendo platform as well. And then 2 years ago, Aspyr got a Switch version of LucasArts' old Republic Commando. That's from 2005. And then it ported the 2003 RPG Knights of the Old Republic. That's BioWare, if you might remember. and then The Force Unleashed hack and slash adventure from 2008. And so, as I said, digitally, you can get it now. If you want the physical dealio, it will be, I don't want to get too technical. Yes, dealio, you can get that on December 8th. 1-800-878-PLAY. You know, I was talking about Starfield, and there's religion in the new Starfield game. It's supposed to offer answers to life's deep questions, such as the meaning of life. And as one of the game's priests tells the main character visiting his temple, quote, "If you find it, be sure to come back and let me know. It would make the next sermon more memorable, if nothing else," end quote. That's a cool line, right? But without giving any answers, Starfield gives players plenty of opportunities to find a lot of things, including you can join three religions in that game. The Sanctum Universum, which sees, as its name suggests, all things as holy. The Enlightened, an atheistic faith, which reveres human kindness. And House Varun, a destructive cult of death that worships the great serpent god. So the good folks of Sanctum Universum and the atheistic Enlightened, they are out there busy feeding the homeless. And the second group saying, "Is God real?" The renegades of House Varun spend their time destroying spaceships in their god's name. And good deeds are admired and praised by the NPCs, non-playing characters, and bad deeds are frowned upon. So this video game has attracted attention from people who know video games and who also know religion. And I bring that up because Richard Clark, who's the host of Video Game Feelings, he is also the former editor-in-chief of the Christ and Pop Culture website. He was wowed by a mission wherein his character stumbles on an early Model Earth spaceship mid 200-year journey to a new world. Clark had to tell the passengers that the planet was already inhabited, and shocking news, which collapses everything they knew. And he said that sort of brain-breaking moment is what the gamer is going through. They are thinking there is a lot happening here, and I don't know how to process it. So the point of this is there are a lot of these games that try to capitalize on good and bad decisions. And I think about with Fallout 3, there were hostages you could save, and they were tied up by super mutants. So you'd kill the super mutants, and then the hostages were always human. They go, "Please, please let me go." And if you killed them, a lot of times you could get the cash that were on them. If you let them go, sometimes they would reward you. Sometimes they'd just say thanks and take off. But there was a meter, and I forgot the name of it, but it was like your karmic, you know, good deed, golden rule type of thing. And when you did something good, it went like whoop. Then when you did something bad, it went like whoop. And of course, so I was curious. So I thought, well, what happened, you know, if I killed one of them? And it went whoop, and nothing happened. And it was supposed to be that, you know, other NPCs or bots wouldn't trust you as much. But then if you were like more pious and not so bellicose, that they would trust you more. And I never saw that. I think the toughest one was in the first BioShock when you needed Eve to get Adam or Adam to get Eve. But the little girls would climb out of those holes and you could just kill them to get the Eve, which was, or you could rescue them and then you wouldn't get as much. And I never had the heart to kill one, but it's just, even in a video game, I just can't do it. It's like that Call of Duty where you just open up on everyone at the airport to prove that you are, even though you're undercover, you want to prove that you're a terrorist. So you just mow down innocent people in the airport. And then at the end, they shoot you anyway. And they're like, "We're going to leave you behind." And guess what? Your character dies. And then the game continues on in the campaign mode and you're somebody else. And the thing to keep in mind is these video games are for adults. And it's just like any other movie you might have. And so time and time again, people think, you know, mom, dad, uncle, aunt, whatever, can I get this game? And they think it's Mickey Mouse's Castle or Super Mario Brothers. And then they're playing Grand Theft Auto. It's adult entertainment. And the last thing we want is a censorship. But it is interesting, though, about whether you want to join a religion or not. Remember, in Skyrim, you could get married if you wanted to. And you could have your wife or husband, whatever it was, run a shop for you. I know on Whiterun, I had my own house. And you could put endless stuff in the drawers. I had like 9 million dinosaur bones in the drawers. And then they finally figured out in Fallout, nah, you're going to be over encumbered. And I was always over encumbered. Whenever I walked, I would walk like I was in quicksand, which really stunk. But there was too much cool stuff that I couldn't give it up. I'd always carry, excuse me, way too many weapons because I would usually need all of them. All right. Let's get back to the, let's get back to the upcoming games that'll be out this week. Tuesday releases, excuse me, live radio as I clear my throat. Tuesday releases unless otherwise noted. Building Simulator on the PS4 and the Xbox One. Harvest Island is a PC game. Lil Gator Game is for the 1, the X, and the S, the 4, and the 5. Long Gone Days. X and S, 1, 4, 5, Switch, and PC. Roblox comes out on the PS4. Better late than never. Wild Card Football. Wild Card Football on the PC, the X and the S, the Switch, the 4 and the 5. And that's a game that I say all the big boy systems. But on the front is a very cartoony Colin Kaepernick. That's right. He's blackballed from the NFL, but not from the video game world. So there's Cap number 7 right there on the front. Honkai Star Rail, October, Tuesday on the PS5. Terra Alia, the language discovery RPG on the Switch. The Front, this is a space game on the PC. Pharaoh, guy in the cover looks like Billy Zane or John Travolta. That's Total War game, by the way, I should say. Total War Pharaoh PC. Astro Smash. This is a game that is on the X and the S, the 1, the PC, the Switch, and the Mac. Cook, Serve, Delicious on the Switch. Devil Engine, Complete Edition, Switch, PS5, PS4, X and S, and 1. Haunted House 2023, just in time for Halloween, is on all the big systems. River City Rival Showdown, this is another remake on the 4, the Switch, and the PC. Interesting. Star Trek Infinite. This is for your phones, Mac OS, Mac, and PC, not Android. Company of Heroes Collection. This will be on the Switch. And that will be cool to have the whole collection on the Switch, which really needs more games like that. And then finally, Tribe, Primitive Builder, that will be on the Switch on the PC, I should say, as well. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs.
Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, closing it out in our customary fashion. I'm Rick Tittle, and it's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking them up for older games. And we have one here from Freddie. Freddie wants to know some cheats for Conflict Zone Modern War Strategy. Wow. That's a good throwback to the PS2. I have some. For fast building, pause the game and hit X, down, down, up, left, right. Once again, X, down, down, up, left, right. To get 100 population instantly, X, right, right, left, up. Once again, X, right, right, left, up. To access all missions, just go X, up, up, left, right, left. Once again, X, up, up, left, right, left. And finally, for invincible units. And why wouldn't you want that? That's right. If you're not playing against somebody else, cheat away, man. Have fun with it. Nobody knows. Just for you. For invincible units, right, left, right, right, X. Go for it. Invincible units, right, left, right, right, X for the PS2's Conflict Zone Modern War Strategy. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week. Until then, we will see you right here.